Oh, my goodness, we're back on again. Oh, my goodness, we're back on again. Oh, my goodness. What better way to spend a part of Saturday than listening to some old man try to define things that nobody wants to touch in mainstream media or anybody anywhere else? I mean, how much better can it get? Well, how about this? I want you all to pay attention to the words of this and what it says, how it says it, and what it is talking about. Listen up.
Thank you.
My. Did you pay attention to that song? Does that sound like the Democrats' theme song for President Trump? It does to me. Fraud. My. What is it? Anybody really got a clue? I kind of doubt it. I see somebody put Cornell University's opinion of what fraud is, and that it varies from differing locales and jurisdictions. Sorry, ain't true. Its definition goes a lot deeper than the horse hockey that Cornell has put out in that reference, and yes, I've read it. Huh. What is it? Fraud. And this is by definition intentional perversion. My. We've got a bunch of perverts loose. Mercy sakes. Imagine that. Intentional perversion of truth. And I got to question that. Or, in order, intentional perversion of truth, in order to induce another to part with something of value. Or, and this is a big or, this is a humongous or, this is the light at the end of the tunnel that everybody goes for when they die, to surrender a legal right. Ooh-wee, here we go. Oh, my goodness, that sounds like socialists. That was A. Here's B, an act of deceiving or misrepresenting, no matter what it is. Here's C, one that is not what it seems or is represented to be. You want to get into it, get your Webster's Dictionary out and turn to fraud, and you'll find what I just stipulated. I shortened some of the horse hockey that they had, but there's a lot in this. The sort of universal application, as in anything that's false. Used to be a thing for girls to put additions to their anatomy into differing places in their underwear in order to be more appealing and all this other stuff, and used to call it a falsie. Well, in order to get a clear understanding of what I'm about to talk about, there's a magazine that I subscribe to. It's called the Washington Examiner. And believe it or not, it's one of the most truthful magazines I run across. So, to get a clear understanding, look up the Washington Examiner of 3/12/19 and study the cover. What you got is the Statue of Liberty, tablet put down, and the torch going out. Ooh-wee. Now, I wonder who it is that whizzed in the torch and made the fire go down. I mean, you know, oh, Lord have mercy. It don't get better. It gets worse. It gets more pathetic as you get into this, and the more you understand about it, the more pathetic it looks. Now, everybody's heard all of the fun and games, but in the Washington Examiner, Hugh Gordon, editorial director, seems to have his head screwed on very straight in terms of what he stipulates. So, I'm going to read some takeouts. Nothing, you know, just little blurbs that come out. Moment of total victory over the existing order and brutal attempt, contempt for it, too. Now, this is about somebody running tanks through the boss's lawn. So you begin to get the finality, and oh, the landscaper's going to lose his mind, and all them other fun things that only the privileged rich consider. Yeah, right. Tim Bowers, illustration of an anguished Statue of Liberty, contemplating the Democrats' demolition of American founding values. Ooh, that's what's left. That's the name of the article. And they made a spreadsheet, a breathtaking ruin they'd visit upon our nation, itemized. And they're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 50. Now, this is all of the different programs that have been stipulated, $50 trillion. We ain't had that much since we give it all away to the insurance companies. So, you know, here's what the man says. This is about the policies. An arrogance that knows little and cares nothing for the principles that undergird the status quo. I don't agree with the status quo, but they're intent on destroying. Now, the status quo in this regard would be directly reflected to the Constitution and everything that everybody's familiar with. What's left? The article. Okay. Now, you study that cover. Seriously, look it up and study that cover. It's got two. What's left has two thrusts. What it means to be on the left these days. my. And what would be left of America if all our policies were put in place? And then you got Bernie out there running around acting like he's supposed to be something. He did one thing. He created a movement. The Democrats ate it up. Created a movement. An army of socialists sprang up across the country. The Democratic Party masticized into what we see today. Its members on the verge of declaring, we're all socialists now. Now, you realize that if somebody said somebody did that, that they wouldn't, they're liable to only get the vote that they cast. Think about that very carefully. There are a lot of people in this country who don't want to give up their right to protest, who do not think the idea of surrendering every freaking thing they've ever thought that they had to a political agenda is a very good idea. And I mean, there's a load of them. Walk away is a good example. A lot of people left the Democratic Party because they're full of it. Why are they full of it? Well, all you got to do is ask Cortez. She'll tell you how full of it you are. And then you got Jamie Dimon. Globetrotter returns to the Maidan and reports on rampant corruption in the Ukrainian election. Ah, that's our man. I'll think about this very carefully. That's America's main man running around over there trying to run the Ukraine into the ground some more. Now, there are a whole lot of other things that are involved in all this. For starters, politics. And you can write this on a mirror so you see it every day. For starters, politics in every form is a fraud. Why? Well, anybody knows anything about politics knows that it is the largest liars club on the planet, and that means that entails each and every last politician. Now, don't matter if they're honest or not. If they adopt a party platform, then they're not being honest. They are taking up the official fraud. So. Is the status quo everywhere? A fraud. How about government? Did anybody know anything, heard anything nasty about our government lately? Or a government? Ooh, somebody posted something about the justice system. Funky monkey. Notice that whenever a major event has been initiated or is getting ready to start, the internet fills up with distractions. Anything will do, but if a newsworthy is attached to another country, the connections to the free world get left out. They sort of forget that. Our up-and-coming generations have some serious problems. One of their main problems is that they do not have the foundation that my generation and the one following it has had, and that foundation goes into the basic morality of living life in such a manner that you do not destroy somebody else's life or their property or whatever, their manner of living. People mistakenly believe that the kids are okay. They're just online. Don't worry about it. Well, I differ with that, and here's an article. And it's in the Washington Examiner. The kids are not all right. something happening to America's teenagers is not good. Most U.S. teens are worried about the mental health of their peers. What about your own? Did you look in the mirror lately, kid? According to a recent study, this is Pew Research, and a lot of the times they're fairly right on. Not necessarily great, but they do okay. 70% of teens say anxiety and depression are a major problem among people their age in their communities. As the teenage suicide rate rises, it's important to understand why so many teens perceive their cohorts in a state of distress. Hey, teenagers, guess what? it don't matter what the officials say. Quite literally. And that includes Pew Research and anybody else that thinks they know what's going on. It's very simple. They left out something. And it's basic. Teenage years. And teenagers in general. The teenage years are formative. You make a bunch of decisions about how you're going to be in terms of life and et cetera. The main things that you don't learn because you're not taught are emotional control within yourself. Well, that's good for, 2-3 minutes anyway. Uh-huh. Well, guess what? Your hormones dictate that you're going to be a nutcase for a few years. Whether you intentionally do that or not makes no difference. What matters is that you have to understand that you're going to have a whole lot of horse hockey going through your head that doesn't have anything to do with you. It has everything to do with your maturity. Now, maturity is I'm talking about the combination of physical that includes the mental. Mental maturity is simple. You look at something and you go, uh-huh. And you just, you just don't worry about it. Now, whenever a major event has been initiated, the internet fills up with distractions. Anything will do, but if a newsworthy is attached, and that's any kind of anything that's newsworthy, is attached to another country, the connections to the free world get left out. That's us. How did we have a part in it? My. So the question, because there's one question, who is the fraud behind this? And how is it something that can be used to our advantage? Well, you recognize that it's a fraud. Then you've got things under control for you. That includes teenagers. you got to be yourself, it says. You don't know what yourself is. You do you. Get more Instagram followers. Go to prestigious college. Good Lord, the pressure is unbelievable. You got to be beautiful. You got to look this way. You got to dress like this. You got to be one of what the world wants you to be. Can't be yourself. Want to bet? I know of a lot of people that I went to school with who decided that was horse hockey and everyone be themselves anyway. Oh, we used to go to the principal's office a lot. Why did I go? Because I was this close association with them. I might sit near them. And I'm probably, because what they did was funky, I was probably involved. Go by association. No due process of innocent until proven guilty. It's just, we need to fill up some chairs. Come on, you too. One question is, and this is a major one everybody needs to really consider. Everybody's been kind of flirting with, and it went underground a little bit, and it's called Civil War. The question is, just how long will people put up with the multiplication of all those petty and minor harassments? How long? When did things start breaking loose? Why are blatantly illegal actions going to keep coming? There are ways to mitigate your mental self-doubts. yeah, that's right. By decision, you determine your own reality. And it may not seem that way, but it's true. There are ways to mitigate your mental self-doubts. Who says you got to suffer? They told me I was such and such, so I must be. By what authority? I'm the in crowd, and you're not going to get in. You're out, period. You piece of you, huh? Now, you want remedies? Simple. And this goes to everybody that's aware enough to know that they got a problem with this. One basic thing is to laugh at it. What's it? Well, it could be anything that is detrimental to you, anything that ain't nice, anything that makes you feel funky. You can refuse all bad thoughts of any kind. Now, something says you're a funky monkey. You stare right back in the mirror and say, "I don't think so. I think I'm a pretty cool person. I may not be the very absolute best, may not be any incredible, but I got my stuff together better than they think." Like I said, laugh at it. Where do you think this stuff comes from? There is a group of evils out there that are trying to influence anybody and everybody they can. You get these funky thoughts about you being ugly, not good enough, or whatever, because they put it in your head, okay? Then you got these dinks, the trolls that run around going, "Yeah, man, you sure are. You're one of them, not one of us." I've noticed that the in crowd didn't last very long. They burned out, got killed off. I mean, there's a lot of things happened to them, but refuse all bad thoughts of any kind. Then what you do... Then smile, knowing that you won. You want to really, you want to really get the message across. Let's see here, where is it? I know it's in here somewhere. I mean, you know about "Carry On, My Wayward Son." There'll be peace when you're done. You're aware of that. Oh, my goodness. And I played Dirty Laundry. Now you know where mainstream media comes out from. Ooh, it's that slimy thing crawls out from under the rock. My. And everybody realizes we're just... dust in the wind, right? Let's see if I've got a song that fits what I'm trying to say here. Maybe a little better. Here's one. And it's under 3 minutes, and I think you'll get the gist of it. Kids are not all right. Depressed. Funkied up. Teach them.
Out on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. And know they love you. children's well. Their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams. The one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
See how easy it is, how simple it is. Kids are not all right, depressed, teach them. Now, here's a little goodie for all you people out there who are believers. God says in the Bible, judge not, lest ye also be judged. Now, what that means is when put into the, when you compare what they've written in the book to the original text is, judge not. That means you may not judge, period. Judgment and vengeance and all that belongs to the Creator, lest you also be judged. Well, you cannot judge somebody by a certain standard if you're not following it. And you want to take it to the next level, if you really get down to the personal part of it, you don't even get to judge yourself. So all the horse hockey that you've been hearing from people saying, "Ooh, thou shalt." Well, you know, now I got what's left? This comes from that distraught Statue of Liberty, wondering why the fire is going out. Well, if it was me, I'd take that torch holder and smack the turkey that whizzed in it. I really would. Democrats seek to lay waste to a constitutional system they claim to be saving. And then they got a picture. America was never great. We need to overthrow this system. Well, calling for the overthrow of the government can be problematic in terms of legalities. Try this. Like any institution that happened to help Trump. Now, I want you to think about this. The Electoral College was soon deemed as an instrument of white supremacy and sexism. That's from the Slate. Oh, really, really interesting. Then you have the truth, and they got this big banner: "Brace yourself, fascism is coming." Well, yeah. Illiterate activists is the caption for that particular one, and I got one that goes even further. When you live in a socialist fantasy land, now think about a socialist fantasy land or any political fantasy land for that matter, but specifically in this case, a socialist fantasy land where moral truths trump facts. As Cortez argues, money was never an object. We don't care about the money. So what did they do? Well, what they have done, or what they have directed people to think, is that Democrats use their anti-Trumpism as a cover to adopt an array of once unfathomable positions, including legalization of third trimester abortions for virtually any reason until the moment of birth. Now they say that they can kill the baby after birth, too. Where's the morality in that? It says, thou shalt not kill. Well, then you got Bernie out there. He's not going to quit until he runs out of gas and goes home. Sanders lost the battle for the nomination, but won the war for the soul, the Democratic Party. And we can, you know, people want to capitalize, and he wants to capitalize on being a socialist. The policy Sanders urged, including Medicare for all, free college, $15 minimum wage, environmental justice, whatever that means, had and still have much support on the left. Think about that very carefully. This is the Green New Deal broken down into pieces, primarily. What kind of, you know, Cortez, if you're real, I hope you're riding a horse. I hope you don't have an armed security detail and a bunch of other things that you need to give up and get rid of. Says, I'm a progressive, says Clinton. Yeah, right. And shot Bernie down? Not really. Grandiose government programs, the Green Deal is a good one, Sanders' opponents, aren't clucking about the hefty price tags on the progressive wish list. CNN recently asked California Senator Kamala Harris how she'd pay for the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. Harris dismissed the question. It's not about cost. It's about an investment. Well, cool. Are you using all of your salary? I mean all of it. In proof? In terms of making sure this comes about? Well, this is one that I titled Death of Dems. Only get Trump. Now, the Democratic Revolution in the House of Representatives was simply that people thought, they were convinced by Democrats, that the people that were in there weren't doing squat for about anything. They're busy watching porn videos or something, okay, or playing cards or whatever on the internet. They didn't care about the people. They were not accomplishing anything. Well, I'm going to hit this again. Death of Dems, only get Trump. Donald Trump, Bernie, instinctively got the widespread public impatience with the political establishment. Those people who are in there. Here we go again. They got one brain cell, and all it says is get Trump. It's got a little flashing neon sign. Sanders has got a problem. his gender, heterosexual, Caucasian man, is primarily a hindrance. Time magazine put it, some moderate white male candidates suspect there's room for only one of them in the race. Well, we got what, 50 candidates or 100 by now? Let's put this into perspective. How many people out there? And I'm going to get real. I'm going to bring it to you. It's your doorstep. It's your vote. It's your decision. But if all the Dems can do is, oh, we got to get rid of Trump. We got to get him. We got to put him in jail. Get him out of there. Make sure he can't be elected. If that's all they got, if that's all they're up to, what about everything else? You mean to tell me that there is no issue? There are no issues. No matter what you want to stick out there that deserves some kind of legislative action by the House? They got one thing that I've noted that is actually doing something, and it has to do with California more than anything else. The question is, they got momentum. This is cybersecurity. Momentum builds for a national privacy law. Senate hearing showcase reasons to act before a state-level patchwork emerges. Think about 50 states, 50 different laws, and you got to figure out which one's up. Well, my question is, are they too busy going after Trump, or will they take action? That's the question everybody needs to look at. If people that you know that are your representatives have not taken action on lightening up the student debt problem and a few other things, they ain't paying attention. They're not hearing the young people who are coming up who need to have the legislative help necessary to right these problems in terms of equitability, at least. I mean, let's make it fair. How about we look at different places to go to work in the area that you have decided to go into? What happens if you get some kind of a partnership with that and they pay half as long as you go to work for them? Think about it. Those kinds of deals are not uncommon. Now, everybody makes more money than the private sector when the private sector is involved. Yeah, I understood that. Here you go. And this is healthcare. Healthcare industry, hostile to Medicare for all. They'd rather play with Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act is not affordable. I asked some people who's had their expenses double, triple, and quadruple. Then we get to this. Now, you guys probably heard about Cohen being interrogated a little bit. Whoopity-doo. Well, first of all, he's a crook. So, you know, swearing him in don't mean nothing. That's pretty obvious. I mean, he's, you know, he's guilty of about, a dozen things. And here, Cohen offers a roadmap. I don't think so. There isn't any roadmap because there isn't anything there. There's no substance to what this boy says. What Trump's former fixer didn't say, should send double chills up the president's spine. Ah, fear porn. He didn't get no roadmap through any investigations. They want to investigate Trump's business dealings, finances, crossing into territory the president's declared off limits. Now, you go after the president of the United States, you better have a combination of things that can work for you. Right now, they ain't got squat, but they're willing to call in 81 people. Oh, you're going to testify. Really? What happens if you tell somebody to screw off? No, I ain't testifying. And no, you can't have my records. Ooh, then the Justice Department comes after you. Does it? Or is it going to be legals? Is it going to be a bunch of lawyers from the Democratic National Convention? Probably some of those that paid for the dossier. Huh? Here we go again. Amnesty. House Democrats bring back the Dream Act. Now, Republicans call amnesty proposal a political stunt, and they're right. It's sponsored by Democrats from California. Temporary protected status and deferred enforced departure. Ooh, Homeland Security Department designates countries as qualifying for TPS if they are experienced armed conflict, natural disaster, or other extraordinary circumstances. Do you realize how loaded that is? And do you realize that what you got to go through to get the approval? It gets interesting. Ranking member, Doug Collins, he's a Republican. Any bill, this is what he says, any bill granting mass legalization and shunning real enforcement measures will be opposed by Republicans for the political stunt it is. I guarantee you a veto to go along with it. I mean, you want to pack your lunch? Let's do it. The president said we got to attend to the extraordinarily high numbers of veterans committing suicide. Well, under a picture they got of a group, PTSD is the new battlefield. Really? Well, they're looking for anything that'll work. So they repurposed a drug. Club drug variant wins FDA. Esketamine can now be used to fight depression. Well, I don't know what exactly that is because I don't take those mind-altering meds that they want to give me. I use supplements. And I come out pretty reasonably level in terms of being able to fly straight and all that. It's just, sometimes things get to a point where you can't stand it no more. Well, you remember I mentioned that if you attach a newsworthy item to things, that people will pay attention to that and forget about the other stuff? Make or break at the Maidan. This is about that globe-trotting reporter. Now, Ukraine is still struggling to break with the past and become what people here like to call a normal state. That means all the corruption and horse hockey and you got to pay to play and all that goes out the window. Now, they're going to blame Russian aggression, horse hockey. The suppressive government from Kiev decided to send a military in because they decided they were going to violate the constitutional rights of the people, and the people killed everybody, except a couple of them that got loose and got away. They escaped. Now, think about that. That's where this started. They've been having sort of a revolutionary war ever since. Russian aggression doesn't have anything to do with it. What they asked for from Russia was, give us some assistance. It's not something that, you know, we want a whole lot of, but enough to keep us, enough where we can be on a level playing field, fight back. Russian aggression is wrecking tactics in the east of Ukraine, where the Kremlin continues the conflict over the Donbass region, and it ain't helped. Well, you guys started it, and then you decide to violate any peace treaty and all this other stuff. Hey, Ukraine, wake up. Come on, Kiev. Drink some coffee. Undermining the objectives of the Maidan's revolution for dignity. Now, when private security guards come to your house, try to gun you down or intimidate you, I know a lot of people would just open fire. They wouldn't even talk to them. But the prosecutor general hasn't hesitated to launch criminal probes into rival candidates and their staffs. And their staffers. There's an election coming up. It's beginning to sound some familiar. It should. Closed corruption cases have been dusted off and reopened, despite breaching double jeopardy rules. Remember I said there's constitutional provisions? Okay. Open intimidation of investigative journalists is once again the order of the day. Ooh. That means they'll shoot you. That means they'll beat you up. That means they'll take you out in the middle of some godforsaken place and drop you off. Nashi Grashi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. There's no disrespect intended, but noticed an uptick in monitoring on the eve of publishing a report detailing allegations about business friends of Poroshenko enriching themselves with shadowy defense contracts. Poroshenko's the presiding president. He's the incumbent. He's the one that orders these things by way of Yuri Lutsenko, the prosecutor. Stalking. Oh, the tactic is meant to send a warning. There's a little enthusiasm for the election among ordinary Ukrainians who've lost faith in politicians. Now, when you lose faith in politicians, you're looking at something really serious. Why? Well, usually that covers almost any political party or activity going on. A lot of the times it leads to socialism. Now, that's part of what they have experienced in the Ukraine as plain old citizens. Now, think about somebody blowing up Granny in her house she's been in for 50 years. All she's doing is making dinner and collecting some beans from the garden, and in come the artillery rounds. And they run tanks. They tried to run tanks in there and all kinds of stuff. Everybody took up arms. Not only did they repulse the attempt, they were going to wipe out the Ukrainian army. Think about it very carefully. They were going to wipe it out. The peacemakers come in. No, back off. Created a 4 miles or more buffer zone between the two forces. And then the Ukrainian army got orders, secret orders, to let's go creep up on them. It didn't work too well. They found out about it and did them another number. Lost another 25% of in terms of casualties. Now, I ain't talking about wounded. I'm talking about dead people, all right? And they're going, ew, these guys are nasty. Ain't nobody going to run me off my porch. I carry a gun all the time for the simple fact that there are people like that here in our country. Ooh, who feel the same way, and we'll try to treat you the same way. Now, you got a star of a popular TV series, Vladimir Zelensky, servant of the people is the name of it, in which he plays a high school teacher who ends up becoming Ukraine's president as a result of a YouTube rant against the country's corrupt elite. Now, stranger things have happened. I mean, after all, Trump won the election, didn't he? Then you got the Democrats here in the States again. Now, that was the distraction. Bear that in mind. House Democrats send a message. Impeachment is on. Well, there's a problem with that. No evidence. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says there's no doubt President Trump has obstructed justice. Lady, baby cakes, I tell you what, if there was any proof of that, Mueller would have arrested Trump on charges of treason. Ooh. More Democratic horse hockey. And Trump fired Comey in order to stop the Russian thing? No. Now, this is what this dude tells mainstream media. He tried to protect Flynn from being invested by the FBI. He fired Comey in order to stop the Russian thing, as he told NBC News. Think what you will about the reasons. Calling an investigation a witch hunt is obstruction of justice? Not really. Nixon was impeached. Clinton was impeached. And then we got this dude, Nadler. He's a Democratic representative. Why is Nadler, who heads the committee in the House that originates articles of impeachment, not moving forward with impeaching President Trump right now? Come on, man. You say he's guilty, prove it. Well, there's a problem with that. He stipulates in the next 2 seconds what the problem is. We don't have the facts yet. Well, there ain't any. Nadler said, a perplexing admission from a man who just confidently enumerated the president's crimes. Impeachment is a long way down the road. Yeah, right. I don't think it's ever going to happen. We do not now have the evidence. That's because there ain't any. Hello. But they're calling in 81 people that have been associated with Trump, one form or another, to see what they can find. Ooh, if we pull a scab off the right way, they might talk. Are they going to torture people? There's an abundant evidence. There is abundant evidence of collusion. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Democrat, California, said on CBS Sunday. Really? Well, you take that to Mueller and have the president arrested for treason in that case. Or maybe you ought to just shut your pie hole because all you're doing is spouting off. Schiff has launched a new Trump-Russia investigation. A new one? Why? Mueller already said there wasn't any. Investigators recovered the territory covered in the probes done by his own committee, by the Senate Intelligence Committee, and by Trump-Russian special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller has said no. Evidence. They're waiting on evidence from Biden. They need to wait on evidence from Mueller. Well, there isn't any. The committee can and almost certainly will investigate Trump for the rest of the president's term. Oh, they want his tax returns. I mean, you can demand all you want and you can insist all you want, but the problem is that you ain't going to get to where you want to go. The Democratic plan is coming into sharper relief. The impeachment decision has been made. Oh, they're going to go after you, President Trump. We'll see to it that you got plenty of body armor, guns and ammo, and people to deliver same. It's our job to protect the rule of law, Nader said. Dude, you ought to try abiding by the law that you're looking to use against somebody. Impeachment is on, right. And this is another guy. Impeachment quest. Let's AOC, that's Cortez, types, set the Democratic agenda? Too true. The pursuit of impeachment looks like one more example of Democrats letting AOC types set their agenda. Democrats. It will distract them from developing policies that will enthuse minorities and appeal to suburbanites whose votes they'll need. Think about that. You're looking at giving up. You're looking at giving it up over horse hockey. Unbelievable. Remember the title of this is Fraud? Well, this is from a guy that seems right pretty good. Got his head screwed on straight and everything. Can Democrats love the voters Hillary hated? It's all fraud. 2018 election, Democrats took over the House, represented in part by picking up dozens of seats in upper, middle-class, suburban districts. They didn't think they were going to get any kind of fair shake or legislation that made any difference, so they switched. The choice for 2020 is, do Democrats prefer the pride of being the party of the elites? Or are they willing to sully themselves by trying to win over the backwards places full of deplorable, bitter clingers? This will involve accepting that working class suffering is real, even for white people. Oh my God, decades of stagnating wages. People can only afford so much. The market has been saturated for years on a whole bunch of things, and everybody's trying to figure out how to sell you another one. Decades of stagnant wages. This is true, but that's global. Why is it stagnant? Well, because people don't recognize the opportunities of being able to subjugate somebody. You're still going to make your $12.50 an hour, but we're going to give you a bonus. It depends on your performance. Well, decades of stagnant wages. Something more important at play here. The collapse of community cohesion and local institutions of civil society. That's big. Why is it big? Little towns are drying up, blown away. The main employers have closed up. Whether Obama went after coal or whatever the reason might be, is immaterial. It could be somebody that makes burlap bags. Too many liberal critics wave away, and liberal critics wave away the nostalgic sounding laments about how America used to be great. To them, this is just the revanchist griping of old straight white dudes who are upset that their privilege is eroding. The only privilege I ever had was to work hard enough that my hands got blisters. I don't know about the rest of the world, but I was about as unprivileged as you get when the population of your town is shrinking, when the churches and coffee shops are closing down, when the Memorial Day parade has disappeared. There's a real loss. Now, if any suffering, I don't know what it is. Hillary played into Trump's hands by trying to deny that the suffering was real and by portraying all the changes as progress. Ooh, okay. Why don't Hillary live in one of those places that's drying up and blown away? This denial that social dissolution is a problem is the same sort of coldness that sunk Hillary. Ooh, think about that very carefully, and it's the truth. Now I got a guy that he's an older man, writes very well, like his style. Name's Barnes. None of this is normal. And my thing was, you think? Oh, my goodness. Front page headline of Washington Post the other day, Trump keeps his grip on the GOP. Hardly a scoop. It's normal for a president to have a firm hold on his own party. And President Trump, an outsider who latched onto the Republican agenda, is no exception. A couple days later, the Post story in the upper right-hand corner of page one was heralded this way. Democrats launch wide Trump probe. That was putting things mildly. Half a dozen House committees with Democrats in charge are investigating Trump, his administration, family, appointees, political affairs, business, lifestyle, and various antics. They have to know which leg he puts in his underwear first, or they're not going to be satisfied. And this guy says, this is abnormal. Well, yeah, it sure is. Now, as far as Democrats go, their only serious goal is to remove Trump from office or make him unelectable in 2020. The obsession with Trump eclipses the Democratic presidential campaign. The obsession with Trump eclipses the Democratic political campaign. And the parties squabble over how far it should lurch to the left. It's significant that Democrats have decided to transform Washington into one giant stage to herald the evils of Trump. So, for all that stuff, Democrats are basically conducting a fishing expedition. What kind of bait you using? I've been curious about what kind of fish you intend to catch, because Trump ain't going to bite on no horse hockey. That a socialist has emerged as the nation's most visible Democrat is quite abnormal. Now, there's two more in this particular magazine. I'm going to continue until such time as I get done with this. You need to be able to read between the lines. Now, Klein, this guy is a fence sitter. He's neither pro nor against. Why I'm a critic, not an ever-Trump absolutist. CNN commentator, Matt Lewis. Lewis wrote on Twitter, half of these folks ended up embracing me, and half of them went the opposite direction. Both sides now view the other with contempt. Ooh. Is that Republican-Democrat? The current stage represents a fight breaking out between people who have remained critical of Trump. Well, I get critical of him. He's like a loose cannon that goes off every once in a while, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. We have needed the human factor in the White House for years, and there ain't been any. You have to conduct yourself in the proper manner. Yeah, right. The absolutists, however, view any deviation from incessant attacks on Trump to be tantamount to enabling the worst behavior. Trump applauding him. Hey, thanks, man. Keep going. Primaries. Never Trump. To me, once Trump was elected, the term had passed its expiration date. He proved that, there it is. He said, this boy screws it up. Anti-free trade policies? Dude, you need to go back to school. You need to read what he has done. The failure to grapple with the federal debt. Nobody's touching the debt. They're afraid of it. You start cutting things, people are going to go after you. And his invocation of emergency powers to build a wall. Well, those emergency powers, first of all, are going to stand whether anybody likes it or not. And there ain't no norms in this. Oh, Trump's laughably short-sighted solution to Democratic overreach. Elect me. I think that probably is about as truthful as it gets. I'm going to vote for him again, undermining the norms. What exactly is the evidence that Democrats are a sane, normal, norm-restoring option? That's a big question to me. I mean, it gets ever more radical. What's up with that? Ross, temper laughable short-sighted, this season's crop of contenders on the left side of the aisle is so extreme in their ideology that Trump may easily win a second term. I heard that's the prediction, that he will win a second term simply because he's done what he said he was going to do. Okay, now that's the heavy reading. Here's the light shit. This is from the week, for March 15th. Oh, my God, it expired yesterday. Bummer. This is an editor's letter. He's going about on and on about nuclear power. Really? Well, I've got something that he might really be interested in. Uh, And that is the fact that this boy did not do his homework, does not know whereof he speaks. And this is William Falk, supposed to be editor-in-chief, and he's got more fear porn going on than this, anything else. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play a song. Y'all enjoy this, because this is where Falk seems to have stepped into Twilight.
Keep on.
My. Do you get the message? People know about the Matrix. Guess what the Twilight Zone is? Now, letter, editor's letter by William Falk, editor-in-chief, no less. Many Americans, including me, have views of nuclear power strongly shaped by the 1979 film The China Syndrome. This polemic's alarming message was amplified when the Three Mile Island nuclear accident I take issue with the accident part simply because they knew of the design flaws before it happened, just days after its release. By the late 70s, almost most Americans had come to see nuclear power as a radioactive Trojan horse carrying the sinister potential for core meltdowns and our own destruction. But burning coal, oil, and natural gas was creating a different slow-motion disaster, triggering a greenhouse effect that is now visibly altering global climate. Horse hockey. BS. We don't have the technology necessary to change the position of our planet to counter global warming. And we only put out all of the pollution. 2%? That ain't going to make no changes. You got any realistic hope of limiting climate change? None. And that's why. Nuclear power paves the only visible path forward on climate change. Well, you like running climate change up people's whatevers. Former NASA scientist James Hansen first sounded the alarm on global warming 30 years ago. Did he also tell about the problems that are inherent in the design defects and problems with nuclear power plants? I'm sorry, but that editor's letter is fear porn. You're going down the tubes unless you comply with what we got in mind. Have you ever heard that one before? Seriously. And everybody knows about the news. Now, I'm not going to cover the news because the news is all horse hockey. They want you to pay attention to Michael Jackson and ignore nuclear power. what kind of fraud have we got going? Anybody out there got a driver's license? Ooh, oh yeah. Plates, registration, the free right to travel does not allow any of this to include toll roads. You already paid for it. Think about that very carefully. It's tax money that built that thing. Yeah, where do you think they get the large sums of money? Ooh, real simple. Money, honey. So, where does that leave us? That leaves us to the next question. And the next question is very simple. How soon? When? What's happening with this, that, and the other thing? I answered a lot of that on Cosmic Voice. A lot of it. And I'm switching over to Cosmic Voice right now to make sure that I didn't miss any questions that are pertinent. How will custody battles screen whether the person's visitation of the child support be handled in 4D? In equity, not legality. Legality is horse hockey. Equity implies a balance of all involved, mostly the kids. Yeah, two more replies, huh? Where's my half of the child? Well, now, Eileen, there was somebody that once took a child and said, how about we split it in half? You take half and you take half. And he said, oh, no, don't do that. Think about what you're saying. Come on now. What can you expect to happen? On Monday, March 18th, U.S. observed holiday evacuation. Okay, here's my take. And the nightmares of a few fear porn artists are believed. No belief, just heard about it being an actual holiday. Well, guess what? You're kind of missing something here. Who says? The internet? You got an official link? Holidays and observances in the United States 2019. Time and date. Oh, boy. Holiday calendars at my job, but it's listed. Oh, my goodness. Now, do you really think that a hacker couldn't put something like that together? Do you really believe that horse hockey? Most people have never heard this. Question. What element are the Qs, being part air element myself? Well, different dimensions does that. Sure thing, most of us are. Was curious. Well, that's basically what this is about. I'm supposed to give you the real deal, not made up stuff or only for the folks elemental, or do humans, you folks elemental, or do humans have these aspects also? Well, that'll be decided in 5D. We got to go through 4 first, Cindy. When we get done with that, then we'll be in good shape. Or didn't darn need the med beds. How much longer before their release? Sooner than most think was my answer, and that's, you know, I knew it yesterday. My joints and everything hurts. Join the 3D test tube of squeeze to see what comes out. I'm 70 and counting here. Aches and pains of age ain't no fun. So take the supplements to counter these problems like I do. Not sure what I'm referring to? Come on now. There's a whole bunch of things out there that will help a whole bunch. You got pains? Well, add clothes to whatever it is you're drinking. Seriously. If it's iced tea or coffee or whatever, put a thump of clothes in there. Look into negative emotions or curses. Yeah, that don't help either, Roger. Motorcycle accident 30 plus years ago. Bad knees from accident, shoulders from manual labor. Well, John, or Juan, whichever that is the case may be, there are a bunch of things that can help you with that. Now, I put in there as an answer, ask Muggsy. Now, Muggsy does have capabilities of helping you directly. 9 types of muscle tension caused by trapped emotions. Oh, goody. Come on now, Roger. Like I said, lighten up. Everybody ought to just look it in the face and laugh at it. You'd be amazed how much all of the nasties go away. Good advice. But not my solution. I'm positive and content with my life. Do I want better? Yes. Well, you can get better. But you're going to need to fortify or build yourself up. And CBD oil, I'm taking it now. Somebody who swears by it. Well, this is getting rid of back pain. And yeah, it works. I heard raising the head with six inch blocks into the you get a sore neck doing that. I believe my friend is taking 1500 milligrams. That's quite a bit. With THC, there's no THC in this. CBD oil is a hemp derivative, not cannabis derivative. Therefore, it don't. And hemp has about 1/1000th of 1% of the same amount you find in cannabis in terms of THC, the one thing that gets you high. 6 herniated discs. Ooh, boy. Seems you well. Great for you, said straight out. I've been much better, but still have a lot of pain. Okay, try add cloves. I'm not playing games with you. It relieves all kind of pain and strain and whatnot. It really does. What's this one? I believe it has the legal limit amount in it. I don't think that there is a... So is that the same for THC? CBD don't got THC. Everybody needs to, you know, forget it. Inversion tables work too, yeah. For good health, ask Muggsy. That was okay. What is the 3D test tube squeeze? Well, that's aches, pains. 3D is the D that brings out everything in a person, good, bad, and ugly. It was designed specifically for that. 4D will alleviate most all of the trials and tribulations we have now. I'll think about that very carefully. Just the transition will help tremendously. Bring on 4D. Yeah, everybody. How do I contact Muggsy? Well, Juan, look her up on the internet. She's out there. How would med beds be different from Tennille's healing machines? Well, they work more completely, and they have regenerative capabilities that Neil's machines don't seem to have. I haven't heard about it. Okay, you know, Facebook, but you can sign up to her website one time fee. Okay, go on Facebook and talk to her. Website EBH Club. Yeah, Quantum Healing Club. Yeah, I'm a permanent member. Oh my goodness. Cindy put up a picture of a sign. Plenty of fraud, too overwhelming to mention, but lots of evil. Welcome to New York. Our governor is an idiot. Now that's actually a sign somewhere. Found something really posted about what? Final wake-up call. Off-world monetary, is this what the folks been dropping? Little intel crumbs on TQS strike? Yeah, that's part of it. Quantum F. The final wake-up call in English. UK being cleaned up. Yes, what you have to understand about the UK is that they're going through a whole bunch of horse hockey right now over the exit. And that's primarily what it is. But there have been a load, and I mean a large load, of patriotic UK citizens who have been working in the background night and day. And things are being taken care of. They're being set so that when the exit happens, it resets a bunch of other stuff. Human resonances are a set of spectrum peaks in the terminal frequency position of the Earth's electromagnetic field spectrum. Supposedly, that's the way we read them, Eileen. Human resonances are global electromagnetic resonance generated and excited by lightning discharges in the cavity formed by the Earth's surface and ionosphere. And they are also the living vibratory resonance of our planet, and our planet includes all of the living things on it. So that's exactly what happens. How do we merge Yeshua, the Bible, and God within this paradigm we are entering? How do we merge? You don't. The creator, God, is not Yeshua. It's not Muhammad. I mean, everybody's going to get a nice little shocking surprise, because these entities that I just named, among others, are going to come back and tell these people how full of it they really are. What are you screwing things up for? What's the matter with you people? You know, that's right. You know, a little admonition. And the admonition is to quit playing games with things and be what you're told to be. That's you, your best self. So, you said that the deep state had heart guns. They do. You give heart attacks. Both sides got those heart attack guns. Oh, man, here we go. Heart attack guns. They also have brain guns and scramble brains. Well, that's what the 5D is supposed to do. It's supposed to do a slow fry, like sticking your head in a microwave kind of thing. When the used one did AOC actually walk in? It would seem like AOC got dropped on her head too many times when she was little. Is the supercomputer with neural networks operated by DOD? No. I believe it was on Renzi's show. That is an overall broadcast system that you're talking about. And it's not operated by DOD. It's operated by the cabal. The bad guys got it. Ooh, that's why it has been forbidden by ET. They're not going to have that crap. They're not going to have us put up with it. So, yes, we can land on the sun. Have to do it right. Yeah. Well, maybe we should shoot you up there. Yeah, I clean up nicely. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Luke, you're younger than 70. Oh, boy, it's getting better all the time. Yeah, I was on a video show the other day, and it's posted on here. Sure, this has been covered. How about the latest measles outbreak? Okay. They're going to blame that on a lack of vaccination. The problem is that I also posted a link to a quickie story. The parents said don't vaccinate their baby. Some butt wipe medical person did it anyway. The baby died shortly after. Now, the problem with vaccination is very simple. It is designed exactly, all right, to shock the system into resistance. And the problem is the shock is greater than most infants can stand. So if you're gonna get vaccinated, do so at a later date and do it in stages, like 1, 2, 3, very small amounts of different things to cause your immune system to react. Seems like we're getting triggered in over this. Old high school friends better attack, claiming it is fear and propaganda. Well, it is, in a way. And the reason it is simply because studies came out of those that were vaxxed and got it, that are spreading it. Yep. Juan, John, you're right. They found out that the people that have been vaccinated become Typhoid Mary. It just hurts me. People are so triggered. Well, yeah. You're going to have people go off on this stuff. I think my siblings had common childhood. I never got anything until I got the measles. And then I got the measles, got vaccinated. Fortino, that's excellent. Don't change until certain problems of choice force them to rethink things. Well, we need to thump the medical profession along with Big Pharma and a bunch of others over the top of their head, bony little heads, hard enough to get them to wake up. Facts should give them an all fabrication. Yeah, why? That goes, Nick, right directly to enforcement. We the people need to enforce the corrections on the people that need to most desperately have the corrections implemented, whether they like it or not. And you got a choice. Implement, I'm going to hurt you. It's like you tell a kid, no, don't do that. They do it anyway. Smack. You're not supposed to do that. I told you not to do that, and you did it anyway. What's the matter with you? You start puddling up, I'll give you something to cry about. haven't you ever heard of mom? Kids doing something maybe was told not to do. Mom looks at the kid and says, thought I told you not to do that. You did. Did you understand it? Uh-huh. Well, why are you doing it anyway? I was just thump. That's the end of it. No, uh-uh. You may not set the house on fire or whatever, shoot nuclear missiles, you know. I take a certain kind of mind control for a friend of mine, someone waking up to attack me, so accusing me of being a crazy nut job, wearing a tinfoil hat and spewing lies. Well, now you found out the truth, Nick, about your buddy or friend. They're not. Most people don't have the wherewithal to do anything other than level all kind of funky accusations at somebody when they don't have anything to back them up. When you deny have the truth, to do anything that they can. If there will be mortgage forgiveness, how does one buy a home? Well, go talk to a realtor. Doesn't matter. Just do it. He's paid for. Yeah. Well, debts will be forgiven. When will this weather get better? Time frame. I would say by this summer. Right now, we got a bunch of what Nick shows up, geoengineering spray stops, that's chemtrails. than the use of harp to generate things. You really have to understand everything that's going on in order to understand geoengineering in its fullness. They're trying to do geoengineering on a planetary basis. They're trying to slap, believe this or not, they're trying to slap sunscreen on Mother Earth by putting clouds in the way so the sun don't heat it up so much. If the government knew what it was doing, a lot of things would be different. Acrylic artist paint versus oil paints. Will acrylic painting dissolve during your switch? No. Either way, Annie. In reference to people that flipped Lindsey Graham, go to court? Yeah, well, they may be adjudicated. I'm not sure how far they're going to go with those people, but it's a treasonous problem. They were given a choice to do the right thing or not. Yep, true. Casey Graham, I think once they killed his handler, he seen the light. Want to know if they have been pardoned for their wrongdoings. Not yet, no. And no one else has either. Oh, boy. Washington Examiner is not showing the... is not showing that beautiful illustration. You might want to check the title of it. It's called What's Left, and that may have the illustration on there. It's worth looking at. If you can find it, put it on here. The alternate, we must stop it. Good luck. Love that song, Teach Your Children Well. Yeah, that's what needs done. Lewis Cosby's Little Nasty Young High School. See, that, you know, we're going back in time sometimes to get some meanings. Oh, my goodness. One day you guys will meet me. We're going to have a cookout. What is the alternate? Oh, my goodness. Cindy, that's a loaded question. The alternate is an adverse AI that's seeking our destruction by literally consuming, just like something eats something, our universe. We've been at war with that thing for quite a while. Why can't we, the people, fire, dismiss, get rid of congressman, senator, anyone? We can't. You got to go about it the correct way. It takes two people. Preferably people who have been harmed by decisions these people have made or statements they've made that need to be presented to, guess what, Congress. Unless their treason is a part of the public record. If it's a part of the public record, it only takes one person. But you have to be able to show that they intrinsically harmed you by doing it. We can if we rise up like Icelanders. You got it. Judges, anybody that's adverse to the Constitution is treasonous, period. You can tell when they are crooks. I mean, it sounds Jewish. Linda, no. No. Forget that. Hitler was Jewish. Those names like Cohen, et cetera, no. Sorry. Take the Judaism out of it. It has nothing to do with religion and everything to do with exercise of power. In the last quantum shift, I think you mentioned some landmass near in Australia rising up out of the sea near a peninsula. No, it's not a peninsula. Between Australia and the mainland, there is a grouping of islands. They are supposed to be restored. And that will give you an idea as to some of the earth changes that are coming about. Some of the things that have been blown away or negated or to be restored. Gail says you should do a second burn in nuclear fuel and it would be safe. I said that, Linda. And there are two forms of using nuclear fuel. One they do presently, they end up with a whole bunch of radioactive fuel rods, and they're storing them in a mountain on Indian Indian grounds. Now, Now, there is a secondary burn that they can do that pulls the atomic radiation out of the fuel rods and uses it up. If they did that, you can let the kids play with those fuel rods. Won't hurt a thing. Fuel rods become totally inert. Ice wall is melting and will cause flooding. Well, yeah, the ice on the poles are melting, and it may raise the sea levels slightly, but not terribly. Oh boy. No. Jared says Earth is in process of the shift causing earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis, maybe in 15 months to 5 years. Are these two different? None of this is valid. Jared, forget it. Great Earth changes are not happening. And I know because I have been told by those people. Wow, what are you looking at, Bob? I see looks like a cell phone with a whole bunch of, with a whole bunch of frequency signature on it. Bob, there's another one. What ET does POTUS and military have to answer to, and does POTUS and military have free will after ET has stated X? To an extent, it depends on what we want to accomplish, as to how well it fits with the ET program. And they don't answer, as such, per se, directly to ET. A little bit different than that. It is a mutual admiration and agreement kind of thing. It's been predicted for a supernova. Oh, boy. Floated in 1630, and its light is expected to reach here in June 2022, causes Earth all sorts of havocs. Yeah, more fair porn, Tim. If need be, we will shield the planet, by the way. We will have technology capable of doing that sort of thing by that time. When Nocera has started, stated doing the 70 million plus go home and collect her. Jessera doesn't exist. So the invaders can work at helping one country become better off instead of being here. Those people that are here from other foreign countries are going to be returned to their home countries. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be sent down there naked. It means that they're going to be returned amenably. And the reason they're going to be returned amenably is because you don't want to piss people off. It's not nice. It's a terrible state of emotional distress to be PO'd. Consequently, they're going to be sent back. But under 4D, big difference. It's been reduced with a supernova. Supernova, like I said, June 29th, no. No, you'd be... If it is big enough to screw over our solar system, it will be able to be seen 8 to 10 years in advance of that. 17 million, no, they go back. They go back home. Rent, will there be any opportunity with the reset? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of it. Where are we with GCR? It's close to being, the letters, two or three things they got to get passed, and it's close to being initiated. Schumann free resonance at 90%, milk quiet for seven. Come on now. 7 hours. Man, this thing's jumping all over the place. 7 hours now. What's up? The Schumann frequency is being reset as the as its base frequency itself, to the extent that you're going to see anomalies with it and experience some fun and games of your own. What is the system? A 9.1 earthquake that could happen along the coast of California? No, forget it. forget it. The ideology of volcanic activity is very simple. It's not going to happen the way everybody thinks it is. There's going to be some rise and fall of things, but it's not going to be all sudden and whatnot, and everybody's not going to get wiped out. Do we need to pay our taxes in 2018? Yeah, well, extend it as long as you can. Get the, you know, get as many extensions and whatnot as you can get away with. That'll get their attention if enough people do it. Oops, I made a mistake. I think we're doing a second burn. Can you please post the Nacera PDF in announcements? I haven't been able to find it. I can get a hold of it and put it in there. Schumann frequency now. Yeah. And you're going to find, Bob, that becomes harder and heavier. And that is going to when the basis of the frequency itself changes, you won't be able to read it with that device any longer. Gratitude, Blue Feather, Red Wolf. 75 and the mind gets mixed up. Oh, well. never heard that before. That's because nobody wants you to know, have the knowledge, Linda. They want to keep everybody in the dark. You know, treat you like mushrooms, keep you in the dark, and feed you BS. Well, there you go. what's going on with this? Well, I hate to tell you, Jonathan, but you're showing a UN tank. Now, it's here. Martial law troops are ready. UN does not have a standing army, and their equipment is not here in the States. Hello. If the UN shows up, blow them away. You hear that from me? You heard that from me? I ain't playing games. Now, here's how it is. I have run through a whole bunch of things here, and if somebody out there has connections with the with military intelligence that can release a little bit of info, do so. Post it on the page. The reason I suggest that is because there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up. Now, remember, Texas Freedom School, look it up. Free right to travel's in there. Now, we have to understand that a lot of the things that have been done to us, whether it's Department of Motor Vehicles or some other entity, not only weren't legal, they're not authorized. Just that simple. So, be aware, take care, watch your back and others. And in the meantime, get her done.